views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And this is Dr. Ronnie, your host. And today I'm excited because I am interviewing and we are going to be talking to the Dr. Enid Heller. Dr. Holler's been on the call before, and you all had the opportunity to discuss Lyme with her, and she gave you some updates on Lyme and her Lyme Association. She's the president of the Lyme Support Group on Martha's Vineyard, and we have done some deep work together. We've done actually retreats together. We've done radio shows together. We've traveled together to learn about the research for Lyme disease, and we've come very far with Lyme disease, and I'm going to have Dr. Holler come on. She's very excited to tell you some of the newest things that are happening in the Lyme world, and I will be talking about holistic healing and giving you great value on Lyme. Welcome, Dr. Enid Heller. Welcome. So happy to have you on again.
Thank you, Dr. Ronnie. Nice to be here today.
You know, I've been hearing so much about you lately. You've been doing some great work. And you know, I've been doing a lot of healing with some of your patients that have been coming over to my center from the support group. But I want you to update me a little bit on what's going on in the world of research, what's going on in the world of some of the newest things that they're doing. Because, you know, I'm a healer. And basically, I'm always about what am I going to do next to help this person feel better, look better, and to live and with this chronic condition, and how to get rid of pain and how to get rid of some of the brain fog and some of the other symptoms that they suffer with. So that's my world. And your world is a little bit different. And as a psychologist, you've been so supportive of the latest trends and research. And I like to hear that. What's going on in your world, Dr. Holler?
Yes, yes, Dr. Ronnie, I'll let you know what I've been doing since, about a year and a half ago, I moved to Boston. So I've been spending most of the time here going back and forth now to Martha's Vineyard. But the reason why I'm so happy to be in Boston now is because I'm right near the new Dean Lyme Center that just opened up. It has been open since June. It's in Charlestown, Mass. at the Spalding Hospital there. It's a beautiful hospital right on the water. And, the team, that they have put together over there is quite amazing. I have to tell you, it's the first chronic Lyme treatment and, you know, diagnosis center, in the United States. I don't think there is one anywhere else. And what's great is that there's a Dr. Nev, and I'm going to spell her last name because it's very hard for people to pronounce it. It's Zubcevik. Zubcevik is her last name. She's responsible for starting this Lyme Center that opened up. We announced this grand opening in November, but now everybody is flocking there. And I have to say that I spend a lot of hours there every week helping out with the Lyme support groups they have there now. And they have coping skills for Lyme groups and just wonderful program, meditation and yoga for Lyme, everything that they have there. It's just getting bigger and better every day. So I'm very proud to be a part of that whole group. They also are having an educational series, Ronnie, on Lyme disease. They just had Dr. Neil Spector speak on Monday. I was just over there for that. And Dr. Neil Spector wrote a wonderful book. He's from Duke University. And he's a cancer researcher there at Duke Medical School. And he contracted Lyme disease in his heart, which is Lyme carditis. And was very ill and almost died and had to have a heart transplant because the Lyme had gotten in his heart. And he wrote a book about it. So he spoke on Monday, and if anybody wants to look him up on Amazon, it's Dr. Neil Spector, S-P-E-C-T-O-R, and his book will come right up on his battle with Lyme disease. And he's now a member of the board over at the Dean Lyme Center. He's just joined the board there. And more and more doctors are getting involved from all over the United States now and helping Dr. Nev build this program and share knowledge about chronic Lyme, really for the first time in the history that we've even known about Lyme. Finally, these doctors are making a breakthrough, and they're uniting several universities here, where Dr. Nev is Harvard University, because the Spalding Hospital over there and the Dean Lyme Center is a Harvard University training program for their medical students. And so she represents Harvard Medical School. And then we have Dr. Cheryl Koopman from Stanford University, who's been working with Nev, and Dr. Brian Fallon from Columbia University Lyme Center, and Dr. John Aucott from Johns Hopkins University Lyme Center there. So we're finally getting all the minds that have been studying chronic Lyme for the last, 7 or 8 years to basically share all their knowledge. And the patients are finally starting to benefit from this, Ronnie.
That's amazing, Dr. Enid. And, you know, you and I were there at the beginning on Martha's Vineyard. And, of course, we've come a long, long way. And I know I've told this story so many times that, I was treating, Lyme is such an epidemic. And now we are now are so aware that what Lyme is now and how we get Lyme. And we understand a lot more about Lyme than we did 8 years ago, even 10 years ago. I was treating Lyme. We had no idea I was even treating Lyme. So now those very same patients that I used to see many, many years ago, even 10 years ago, have that diagnosis, feels comfortable with that diagnosis, and now getting the right treatment. And so diagnosing and research and all of that has come a long way, and it has benefited those people who we consider that have chronic Lyme. And not only that, the awareness is such now that we even have young people in the colleges and the universities that are getting treatment soon or earlier, as opposed to many years ago when we started talking about Lyme, where people wouldn't get tested early on. They didn't find out until they actually had chronic Lyme. So that, for me, is phenomenal. And just it's in my own backyard, because being from Martha's Vineyard and you being from Martha's Vineyard, Boston is just a hop, skip, and a jump. You get on a ferry, and then you hop on in a car, and you're there in an hour or two. Many people are coming from all over the country. I actually had someone come fly in from California, Dr. Hall, you don't know about this, who went to that very center and met Dr. Spector. So I appreciate his book and his knowledge, because having cardiac Lyme just lets people understand the seriousness of Lyme, the fact that you can get it in a primary organ like the heart, and it can literally kill you, and you will never know that it was Lyme. So we've come a long way, and now we're at the stage right now, how do I feel better with chronic Lyme right now? I think we're at that point where that's people want those answers, because we talked about research, and trust me, we understand that we've come a long way with it. So what are you hearing at your support group? By the way, I apologize because I meant to be there a couple of days ago, but I've been traveling a lot myself around the country. But when I go to support groups, and I plan on meeting you in a week or two at the support group in Boston, because I'm in Boston a lot, and I have a lot to learn from the support groups. But one of the things that I learned is that at the support group, you hear a lot of the concerns, and some of the concerns that we do here, that's what leads us down that road and going to some of the most important conventions around the country. And these conventions are important because it keeps us updated on what's the newest medication, what's the newest treatment modality for Lyme. So I will be seeing you soon at that new support group in Boston.
Great.
Because I have a lot to learn from a support group. And the other thing is that I'm doing a lot more treatment modalities with Lyme at Martha's Vineyard. And I just recently was in Maryland, Bethesda, Maryland, doing some Lyme work there. I mean, you have no idea how people are suffering and struggling there in Bethesda. And so I have one young lady that's going to be coming to that support group in Boston. So hopefully I'll get the opportunity to be there when you're there so that I can introduce her to that support group while you're there. So that brings us to the, we're going to be breaking soon. I realize that. So that brings us to this question that I've been wanting to ask you. How far have they gotten on Martha's Vineyard with the testing? Am I still looking at using that test kit that you and I have been sending out? Or they've gotten any further with the new test?
Yeah. Do I have time to answer that question now, Ronnie, or did you want to take a break?
I think we have about, let's take a break.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com today.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, and we are talking today with Dr. Enid Holler. This is Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles
I'm so happy to have you on today, Dr. Holler. I miss you, actually. I used to come to your support group every week, and I've been so busy myself. You know, I'm a treatment naturopathic doctor, which basically means I get to treat people, so I don't get the opportunity all the time to go to conventions and to finish writing my book and things like that. So I so appreciate you because you're out there. You're doing a lot of research. You know when the latest test is. And you're going to talk about that now because people do come in my office and they do say, Dr. Ronnie, I want to make sure I get the right test because I heard about the testing facilities here. So can you update everyone on the testing before we move into treatment?
Yes, I'd love to. Everybody should know and understand that we still do not have a very, very good test, blood test for Lyme disease. Unfortunately, a lot of the doctors are not informed of this quite yet, but hopefully this will change in the coming months because Harvard Medical School is going to start educating the doctors about that this blood test that we've been using, the ELISA and the Western blot, are really not sufficient for diagnosing chronic Lyme disease. So the testing is poor and people should not ever trust the blood test. There is one blood test that is a little bit better, but it's not 100% foolproof either, and that one's called Igenix. And if you wanted to go on their website, it's Igenex. And if you call the 800 number, they will send you a kit, an Igenix kit, and then you'll take it to your doctor and sign off on it and have the blood drawn for it. Then you might want to ask your doctor if they will call the helpline at Igenix so that they can help them learn how to read the test, because a lot of the doctors do not know how to read the Igenix test. But it's well worth it to get it, because if you suspect you have chronic Lyme, you want to create a paper trail behind you. Now, what they're doing at the Dean Lyme Center is that they are using the Igenix test over there, but they're not relying just on that. At the Dean Lyme Center, they're now doing PET scans. And the PET scans of your brain, Dr. Nev is very well educated in knowing how to read these PET scans for Lyme disease. And the same area of the brain is damaged from chronic Lyme. And it will come up in a PET scan for people that have had chronic Lyme for over a year or two. It should show up on a PET scan by then. And then that is proof that you've got something wrong with you, you know, where for the longest time, poor chronic Lyme patients have not been able to prove that they've got something physically wrong with them. So it's been very easy for the doctors to just say it's in your head, or it's a mental problem that you're having, or a psychological problem, when in reality there truly is damage that you can get from Lyme, not just in your heart but in your brain. And neurological Lyme is one of the hardest things to treat. There's only a couple different antibiotics.
Do you have neurological Lyme? Is that true?
That's correct. And I found out that I had neurological Lyme fairly recently because I started to lose my ability to read. This was in the fall, in like November, December of this past year. And I started to lose my reading ability. And then I knew I was getting kind of very scared about that because I've been, you know, I mean, I love to read. That's like a very important part of my life to be able to read. And so that was very frightening to me. But what Dr. Nev discussed with me and the other people at the Dean Lyme Center is that neurological Lyme, you know, the oral antibiotics usually do not break the blood-brain barrier. And you really have to try intravenous antibiotics to go through your bloodstream to get into your brain. And so I took the big leap and I got an IV in my arm 2 months ago. And I have to tell you, Ronnie, that the minute that I had that IV put in my arm, my brain started to function again.
And I hear that a lot with neurological Lyme because, you know, you remember many years ago, I learned how to read the Igenix test. So what I hear you saying is that you do an Igenix test and you also do a PET scan. I can almost tell you that chronic Lyme, neurological Lyme, is the first ways to test if somebody have Lyme. I mean, if you have cardiac Lyme, you're not going to suspect Lyme. But if you have neurological Lyme, you're going to suspect Lyme. The diagnosis is a little bit easier because of what you just said. My clients can't read anymore. They just have that look neurologically that something's wrong. They don't have focus anymore. They just have that really look like is, you know, that look when you say, is anybody home? And so that's one of the first symptoms that I see in neurological Lyme. And I have to tell you, you're right that some of these treatment modalities don't penetrate the blood-brain barrier. And that's the reason why it's very hard for chronic Lyme patients to get better. So you have to do IV drips of antibiotics, very strong antibiotics. That brings in some other problems, as we well know. And so, you know, I'm going to let you tell me a little bit more about your neurological Lyme, and I'm going to tell you how we have had so much great success at the retreat center with our neurological Lyme patients after they've had their IV antibiotics, because we all know that antibiotics is an emergency in an urgent situation, but you can't live forever on IV antibiotics, that you have to do some other things, and we'll talk about that. So when I think of neurological Lyme, I think about how you and your family and how you got well, and you clearly stayed well for a long time with some of the natural remedies and very strong diet and stuff like that. And then you leap back into, we always call it rebound. And then you get back and you do the IV antibiotics, and then you bounce back. So with that happening all over the place with neurological Lyme, at some point we need to start really talking to naturopathic doctors around the country and holistic practitioners and medical doctors and scientists, and getting them on board with whole body treatments with natural remedies and alternative, and working with integral wellness doctors on how to keep them stable, how to keep their immune system stable. So with that said, I'd like for you to talk about what happens with you and your family and some of the other neurological patients when they rebound. What happens? Is it the stress that causes it? Or, you know, talk a little bit about why you feel like you rebound back down.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that happens when you live in a Lyme-endemic area like Martha's Vineyard is you get reinfected. And I was reinfected. I was bitten three more times. So I went through a whole rigorous, you know, oral antibiotic treatment with Dr. Horowitz 7 years ago and stayed with him for a couple of years. And you helped me heal my gut, and I went to your program and got all better, and I was feeling great. But then I got bitten by a tick three more ticks after that. So as soon as you get reinfected and you've had chronic Lyme in the past, everything comes back again, but stronger than before. And so the ticks that I was bitten on the vineyard, they created this terrible neurological Lyme that I didn't have before. I think that the co-infections can, whatever you're infected with, whether it be Babesia, Bartonella, or whatever, Lyme, you know, it can get into your brain and then cause severe problems. So that's why my recovery fell apart, basically, because of the reinfection. Now, people do have stress that also, if a stressful situation comes up, an emotional problem, if you have some trauma in your life, this can tip off, and the Lyme does stay dormant in your system. Everyone thinks that the Lyme does not ever completely leave your system. You know, sort of like we walk around with cancer cells, but they're not activated, are they? Well, a lot of the Lyme doctors are thinking that we have this Lyme bacteria in our systems all the time, but if something happens, it gets triggered, and especially if you get reinfected.
You know, that's very interesting, and I knew that. And but you know what's disheartening? What you just said to me, and I think that is disheartening because I've heard it so many times. I got reinfected, Dr. Ronnie, and so to hear you say that is like that's so profound. So that just tells you just how much of an epidemic this is. The fact that you can get bit three more times. I don't think people understand that, because I remember I told you I was so Lyme aware because of you and your family and your support group on Martha's Vineyard that my son had a tick on his body, and I didn't mean to create a panic in him at all. That's not what I meant to do, but, you know, he came home from school, and he picked this tick off of his body, and he put it in the plastic bag, and he brought it home, and I brought it to him to the doctors, and we went to the doctors, and the doctor says, well, that's nothing. He says, we see a lot of this. I said, you see a lot of ticks? He said, yeah, we see a lot of this. I said, so what are we going to do about it? He says, oh, nothing. He says, if he gets sick or fever or something like that, bring him back. And I said, no. I said, I want him to have 30 days of antibiotics right now. If you can't do it, then we have to go somewhere else, get him 30 days of antibiotics. Now, saying that, my son must have gotten ticks on his body at least two or three times more after that, because we do live in a tick infested island, and we do have a tick infested communities all over the country now. I just left Bethesda, Maryland. I couldn't believe it. So what we're talking about here is that we have to be able to live a life with helping our immune system. And when we come back from break, I'm going to talk a little bit about that, how we do that, because we certainly can't move from one infested area to another one, because, like I said, it's an epidemic now. So, you know, while they're working on how to control our environment, we have to work on how to keep our body strong. So, with that being said, is it time for break?
Yes.
Okay, and we're going to talk about some treatment modalities when we get back. And I have some value for everyone, because I need you to take your pens and pencils out. We need to talk about how to get healthy and how to stay strong, so that while we are fighting this chronic Lyme, we also make sure that we don't rebound back, that we keep our bodies in a stable health condition so that we don't go up and down. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people right now. People getting better, then they relapse, rebound. And I think, you know, for our teenagers that are going to college, and we certainly have a lot of teenagers now with Lyme. Do you talk about that at some of the conventions? I'm seeing a lot of teenagers. I don't know if it's because my son got bit, but I certainly see a lot of teenagers with Lyme.
Yes, I can speak about that. Do we have to take a break, Ronnie?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
When we come back, more about Lyme.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie and Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And we are talking with Dr. Enid Holler today, and we're talking about Lyme disease. And she's been on the show before, and we are updating you on the newest research and the lab tests and so many questions that you have. And we're also talking about that it is a growing epidemic. But guess what? There's hope now because we have a new center in Boston that she's talked a little bit about. And she's going to talk a little bit more about that. And she's going to give you a great phone number to reach out. So we're all about support. And we left the show last talking about how it is now growing into an epidemic with our children. And I'm seeing a lot of it at the universities. And Dr. Enid, I asked her about whether she thought the kids were getting Lyme disease, and she said she sees it in the children. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit about that because, being a treatment, a holistic practitioner, I only think that they bring their kids into my center because they want to go down that road of getting them healthy with healthy food and some less severe treatment modalities than antibiotics, but it's really, really growing in our children. This thing is serious, Dr. Holler.
It's very serious, and I'm glad you brought up the teenagers because just recently there was a daughter of a very good friend of mine from Martha's Vineyard who has been sick for some time, but she finally was able to get to the Dean Lyme Center and get a positive diagnosis of chronic Lyme. And, she's just starting her round of antibiotics now. But she was away at her first year of college, and she couldn't even focus on her work. She was having chronic headaches, stomach aches. It was, she's tired all the time. And this is just not fair, for a young person starting out, with their life and trying to do well in school and the first time away at school in college. And, their health it starts to fail. And thank God that we were able to figure out that that's what it was. But there are a lot of people that don't figure it out. And that's a really bad thing. There's a good book that a teenager, she's now 20, something, but I met her at a book signing here in Boston not too long ago, and she wrote the book Suffering in Silence, and it's Ali Cashel, I think her last name is. I can spell her name for you, but the thing that I wanted to tell you about Ali, and you spell her name C-A-S-H-E-L. You can get her book, Suffering in Silence, on Amazon. She really does speak about it from a teenager's perspective. It's great. And it's a wonderfully written book. So if somebody suspects, a teenager or a mother suspects that they've got something weird going on and they can't find anything in the blood, you know, suspect Lyme disease now, in the sense that Lyme is everywhere and it's in now every state, and you can't really get away from the ticks anymore. You used to be able to move away from them, but now it's kind of hard to do that. But I can say that, you know, at least now with the Dean Lyme Center here, you have a very good chance of getting the proper diagnosis. I want to give you their number in Boston. It's actually in Charlestown, Mass., which is right next to Boston. And their number is 617-952-5000. That's the main desk at Spalding Hospital. And when they pick up, you just ask for the Dean Lyme Center, or just say the Lyme Center, and they'll connect you. And as doctor, go on their website and look up, you know, what they're offering. It's wonderful. It's spelled D as in David, E-A-N. Brandy Dean is the woman who became very ill with Lyme, who, you know, gave the money to start this center. And she's literally changed the scope of things for us in with chronic Lyme disease, where everybody is finally accepting that this is a very, very serious epidemic that we have on our hands.
Thank you so much for that, because my heart goes out to the children and the young teenagers, especially the ones that are in college that are just starting their lives and they get struck with this condition. And I'm thinking about a young man that is heavy on my heart today, who basically, you know, was in good health. He ran two marathons and was just doing great. He was in school. And then all of a sudden, he's now in bed. He can't get up out of bed. And he started being homeschooled, and even he's failing at homeschool. Now, I can't tell you how many times he went to the doctor and how many times he was tested with negative Lyme for Lyme. And now he's being diagnosed after 4 years with chronic Lyme. And he was in the prime in the university. So, you know, I think with these stories, I think that if these stories get out, you'll find some parents out there saying, and we can give them an aha moment, and they'll say, wow, you know what? Maybe that's what's wrong with my Johnny. Maybe that's what's wrong with my Jeanette, you know. And I think that, you know, these support groups are worth a lot in our communities, because it's the only way. I mean, and I remember coming back, you know, Dr. Hollywood, 30 years ago, I had one of the largest support groups in California called Chronic Fatigue Support Group, Fibromyalgia. It was back then when they started saying there was nothing at all wrong with those people. There was no such thing as chronic fatigue syndrome, and they had no tests for it. I mean, now look, I mean, it reminds me of the same kind of thing. And until the research started, and just like you just said, the PET scans, and somebody started doing the PET scans and started doing some of these elaborate testing, and they found out that is, that's a true classification of a disease. And so we have still so much to learn about Lyme, and still so much to figure out what to do about it, because, you know, we don't want to be afraid of our environment, but let's face it, we should be afraid of our environment. You know, our kids just can't go out and play in the grass anymore. They can't go running anymore without coming back home and literally taking off their clothes and inspecting their bodies. That's a hard thing to tell a child to do. So, you know, and so I really appreciate all the things you do out there when it comes to Lyme, because you've made a big difference in our community on Martha's Vineyard. And now you're in Boston making a bigger difference. So that's great. And so when we have these stories that we tell them for a reason, not for lack of things to say, but because it's the story that gets people attention. And it's the story that gets parents and teachers and pastors of churches and all of these people to really take a good look at their community and reach out and help. And that's why support groups should get bigger and bigger and bigger. How is it going on Martha's Vineyard, the support group there?
The support group is going strong. Brian runs the support group now for me, Ronnie, when I'm not there, and he's doing a great job. And the support, I'm glad you brought up support groups because it's so important. What we're discovering too at the Lyme Center here in Boston is that they've created a buddy system for Lyme, which is helping people, you know, hook up with advocates who don't have people to help them. It's kind of like, you know, an AA where you get a sponsor. Well, this is sort of a buddy system at the Dean Lyme Center that I'm part of and helping with them now, where, you know, I help people on the phone all the time, like I've been doing for, you know, since, I guess for 7 years, you know, for all the people on Martha's Vineyard. But now, you know, I help them with many people who don't know what to do, help them, you know, hook up with the Lyme literate doctor, just, you know, check in with them weekly so that they can have some sort of understanding as to, you know, what the next step is, because you can get lost in this Lyme world very easily. And, you know, there's some bad information on the internet and there's good information, but, you know, it's hard to decipher it when you're sick and, you know, you really get confused by it. So I want people to understand that if they ever need to call me, that's fine. I have a free service, you know, that like a buddy system service that people can call me, and it's under the Lyme Center of Martha's Vineyard. You can go to the website or call me on 508-693-1846 is the number. And, you know, I will help anybody, you know, who does not know quite what to do, you know, who's confused by the whole, you know, thing of business of having Lyme. And there's just so much information that is, you know, very difficult to understand and decipher by yourself.
That's so amazing. Thank you so much, Dr. Holler. And I know we're going to go to break in a minute, but I want to say this before we go to break, because we've got some great stuff to talk about when we come back. I know everyone's waiting for the three secrets to helping themselves. But I want to say this one thing. Stories are so very, very important, because stories help other people and support groups help a lot of people. We are giving away free books to anyone who send their story into us at go to drronnieholistichealth.com. That's one of our websites that we will be receiving stories. And you just have to have a Lyme story and how you got better with Lyme doing some natural remedies. You get a free book. And like Dr. Holler, we're offering free help to all those who need questions and answers or who think someone has a Lyme problem but do not know that they have a Lyme problem. Just reach out to us and we will be able to help you. That's something that we just started. We're going to go to break, and then when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about how to stay strong and how to help your body live with a chronic disease that's so bad as chronic Lyme. When we come back.
Into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's lynnbrownevent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable, maca, is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, I'm back. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there's truly a lot of miracles. And today we are finishing up with Dr. Enid Holler. We've been talking about a lot of great things. We've been going over the research and better testing and all of these support groups that are coming up and all the great stuff that's happening with some of the scientists and doctors in Boston. She's giving you some great value today, and I'd like for her to talk a little bit more about what we're doing on Martha's Vineyard. We're so excited about this, and then I will be back to talk to you about the three secrets, the best three things that you can do for your immune system starting today. Back again, Dr. Holler.
Yes, Ronnie, thank you. I wanted to make sure before we end the show today that people understand that we really have been reaching out to the communities to try to help educate the doctors and all the communities about chronic Lyme because it's sorely needed. So we are going to plan an event that I hope you will be a part of, Ronnie. I'd love to have you with us with Harvard Medical School, the Dean Lyme Center, and Northeastern University. We're going to plan an event on the Vineyard this summer in July to have a rather large, number of people that we're going to try to reach out to all the doctors on the Vineyard at Martha's Vineyard Hospital and all the healthcare professionals and all the practitioners that are trying to help people with chronic Lyme there, because we know that Lyme is such a bad problem in Martha's Vineyard and the islands, not just, you know, Nantucket, but the Cape as well. But we're hoping that we draw a huge crowd from all over. And it'll be a one-day event where we'll have all the top doctors in the field speaking about chronic Lyme and their research that they've been doing at the Deem Lyme Center and Northeastern University. So look out for that, and I will be able to give you more information coming up in the coming months about that, Ronnie.
That is wonderful. I'm so excited. You know, over the years, you have been such a great friend. All I ever remember about you is that you gave everything you could to help people with chronic Lyme. And it reminds me of myself 25, 30 years ago when I first came down with chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia due to pesticide poisoning. It's like I just gave a promise, you know, to myself that if I got well, I promised myself, I was a promise to God that I would just give my entire life to helping those who suffer. And now I am happy to say I'm working with you on chronic Lyme. I've got another doctor that I'm working with cancer. So, you know, it just gives me great pleasure to know people like you.
I wanted to thank you because all the work that you've done has inspired me. And early on when we worked together, you really helped me, I think, figure out, you know, how to be able to help other people. So you inspired me in a great way, Dr. Ronnie.
Well, when you have passion, it's not hard to do. And one of the things that I wanted to leave all of our listeners with today is how to really, really get up every day and take care of your immune system and knowing that you are doing the best job that you can do with what you got. And it's not hard. Knowledge is very powerful. And I always used to see, and I tell my students and I taught my kids this and I taught my clients this. When you first wake up in the morning, there's three things I want you to do. You always give your body good, good nutrition. I'm not talking about just food, because food today, you know how I feel about food today. We don't have the nutrition that we should have in our food today that we had in our food in the 1950s. So if you just eat good, first of all, I don't believe you can eat good unless you're really eating the kind of food that I'm going to tell you to eat. You're going to wake up every day and you're going to give your body what's called 43 essential nutrients. And it comes in a lot of different formats. It comes in soups, oatmeal, hot rice, protein smoothies. Everyone loves the protein smoothies. And if you want to have the information, that's a whole nother half hour of a show. But I'm going to tell you, I will give you a free consult on how to get that food if you just call 774-208-2477. Text me because I'm hard to get. I will personally myself help you to get that food. That's number one. That food has 43 essential nutrients in it. 14 vitamins, 14 minerals, essential fatty acids, all kinds of nutrients, phytonutrients that the body needs. And that's why we call it 43 essential nutrients. The second thing that many chronic Lyme patients are suffering with, by the way, that food also has all of the good B vitamins and amino acids to help you with your brain focus. It really helps my neurological Lyme clients. The second thing that I want you to think about is your gut. You know, they always say disease starts in the gut. I can't tell you, almost 99%, and I hate to use the word 100, that's why I'm going to say 99% of all my chronic Lyme clients have a digestion problem. They're either constipated or they have diarrhea or they get a lot of infections or they have acid reflux. They have something wrong with their digestion. So the second thing you want to do is you want to do a high level of probiotics. You want to get in the millions, 30 or more billion units of a probiotic. Please call me at 774-208-2477, and I will help you and answer all your questions about probiotics. The next thing I want you to do is green drinks. That's not hard. And you know, Dr. Holler, me and you, we went around this for many, many years about green drinks. It doesn't matter today about how a green drink tastes, because guess what? There's so many green drinks on the market. When I started doing green drinks about 25 years ago, there was three. So, of course, I complained about the taste. But while you and I are talking right now on this radio show, I guarantee you, you will find a green drink that tastes really good. Why do I want you to have green drinks? Because I'm talking about oxygenating your body. I'm talking about keeping your bodies clean. You have green to stay clean. So I'm giving you those three things will make a tremendous difference in how you feel with chronic Lyme. That's just keeping your immune system stable. Now, there's going to be all different types of ways to kill the Lyme disease. You can do antibiotics. Some people are doing ozone treatment. Some people are doing Dr. Cowden's program. Some people are doing all the great essential oils. There are many, many things that we do at the retreat, almost seven different protocols at the retreat to kill the Lyme. But today we're talking about keeping your body healthy enough so that you can even start to kill the Lyme. Because you remember, Dr. Holler, you and I, we talked about this a lot. That you have the responsibility to do two things. One, you have to be stable and stay stable So I want everyone to understand there's a lot of different ways to keep your body healthy with chronic Lyme. But that's a whole nother show. So I want to say thank you so much, Dr. Holler, for being on the show.
Again, thanks.
We will have you again, trust me, because we love you on the show. We have a long way to go with chronic Lyme. We are just touching the surface. So thank you so much.
And thank you, Ronnie.
See you next time.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluce. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.